RDI Diamonds, New York. Mick speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Mick. It's Noreen. How are
you? Hey, you're beating me to the punch. I was going to call you in a little bit.
Oh, you were. Well, okay. I'm glad I'm beating you to the punch. So everything kind of gets thrown at me. So I'm calling you because I don't have an answer.
Okay.
Susan just gave me an email that you sent her about a memo number 739285 showing $7,094 past due and an invoice.
Yeah,
I said, I have no idea what it's for, Susan.
Oh.
I'm pulling it up and...
Yeah. Here, I'll send you the actual invoice. It's the first payment when Tom was here. He bought stock. And it was... Let me email it to you. You'll see the breakdown. It's much easier. Hold on.
Okay. Because I show only one diamond. Oh, maybe that's all of these. Okay, was there an 80 point?
Yep, let me.
A one carat? Was there five diamonds?
Yes, there was. And what we did was we took those five diamonds, or what do you call it, the balance, and because he came to the event, we did 30, 60, 90 billing for him.
Okay, so the five diamonds I'm looking at, P318631. P303522.
Yep.
P317528.
Yep.
315219 and 299190. He purchased them all.
That is correct.
And they're on an invoice now, not a memo.
Correct.
Okay, so I need to change this, and if you can send the invoice. I'm
well,
going to change my system here.
Yeah, I think I just did. The reason I sent it to you is, or at least I'm hoping that you see what I see, because what do you call it? When I'm looking at it, I see all that stuff that you just said, and then it shows the balance, blah, 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 and then it says scheduled payments, and then it'll give like, okay, November 26th. $7,094. Mm-hmm. December 26th, $7,094.
Okay.
January 25th, $7,094.
Okay.
And 50 cents.
So maybe she has that. I don't know.
That's okay.
But no, it's not because everything gets thrown at me. What is this? And I'm like, I'm ready to retire some days. I just don't.
That depresses me. I know that's everybody's goal, but when my friends tell me that they want to get out, it depresses me. I have a lot of retirements this year. Like, this is going to be at the end of the season, it's like, okay. Like, because let's face it, I mean, we're friends. We're genuine friends, but we're not friends that, like, go out to dinner on Friday nights. We're friends within the business. So, sadly, as people retire, you kind of, you know, you send them an occasional text or something, but you don't talk to them, as you know,
right,
three times a week. You don't see them a couple times a year. It just, it bums me out.
Well, no, I get it. Well, hey, I don't know. Some days I'm just like, yep, I'm about ready to be done. Just because, well, you know, I'm going to be 75, and it's like, you know, I'm not going to stick around here forever until he's ready.
Yeah,
I hate to tell him that.
I get it. I do. I sincerely do. So I'm not saying that that shouldn't be your aspiration, but, you know, I got my friend Leroy down in Florida. He's an IJOer, and he just hit me with it yesterday, and then I've got someone who I'm not close with down in Jersey, and it's like, God, I've been dealing with him for 20 years. He's a ball buster, but he's fun as hell. So it's like, it's just you miss the dynamics that you're going to,
Sure.
And then weirdly, this next generation, they don't want a buddy. Like, they don't want a friend. It's just everybody's a vending machine. They're just a process to get to the next step. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. All right, who did you send the invoice to, me or Susan?
I believe I just sent it to you. I just sent you an email.
Okay. All right, that's fine. I'm going to print it out and then give it to her.
And the reason I was going to call
was there it is.
I wound up getting an email this morning stating that you guys sold a 1-carat ISI-2, Rare and Forever.
Okay. Is
and
that the one from last weekend?
I believe so.
Okay.
So,
and
I mean,
we didn't replace it. I think that's the one I emailed and said, don't replace it yet.
Okay.
I thought he might want to pick. I was thinking he was maybe going to take a fancy in place of it.
Oh, okay. All right.
But
not
I couldn't swear to that.
So I have not, I've memoed it, but I haven't printed it yet because I don't like, sometimes, you know, we're all jockeying for the same diamond sometimes. So
mm-hmm.
there was a 1-carat ISI-1 that's really pretty. It's only $50 more. You guys sold an ISI-2, so I grabbed it. I wasn't going to send it. I was going to call you and say, hey, if you want to replace it, I've got it. If not, tell me what you want me to do. So.
Okay, how much is it?
It's flat out $3,000.
Let
and the one that
my Rare and Forever. Yeah.
Yep, the one that just sold was $29.50.
Okay, let me see what I have on hand here.
Yeah.
Let's see, inventory. I wonder if I can do it by the diamond size. I'm not sure. Well, okay. I'll just do this. Let's see, Mick. I have a 70, two 90s. There's a SI2J. That's a 1-carat. 2-carat, a carat 22, a carat 20, a carat 20. Oh, God. Yeah, we probably should just take it because I have a carat 20, 22. Yeah, the only 1-carat I have is a SI2J.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Okay. Well, wait, you have an SI2, 1-carat SI2J. Let me check something. Because honestly, and I'm not trying to upgrade you or anything. I'm trying to give you maybe something a little different because SI2J versus an SI1I is really not a, you know, we're not talking really all that different. How much do you own that JSI2?
$23.50.
Okay. All right. So bear with me. Because you guys, well, let me ask you this. From the girls' perspective, you know, the girls that are on the floor, would they prefer lower clarity, higher color, or higher color, lower clarity?
You're asking the wrong person.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
I can have you chat with Tara or Tom, or I can walk out and ask.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want me just to walk out and ask?
Sure.
So we want to know if we want higher color
actually,
and lower
you know
clarity.
What? Let's not do that. You know what I'm going to do is I've got a 1-carat. Oh, I don't like the millimeters. I will send a secondary option that gives you a slightly different, like here's perfect answer. So at $28.62, so a couple dollars less, $150 less, I've got a 106 HI1 that from the photograph and the video looks exceptionally clean. And there's a distinguishing difference between a J and an H. So, you know, so now you might be able to justify that slight price difference. But what I'll do is I'll send both of them to you on memo. We've got stuff that's going to be coming back next week anyway. So whichever one you don't
okay.
go with, you know, that way you can actually see it. And I'll also look for some fancies because
okay.
we don't have a crap ton of fancies. They're just, they pop up when they pop up. So. Weirdly, it's
yeah,
kind of
and they didn't. Yeah, they're not necessarily Rare and Forever. Fancies.
Okay.
You know, so I, that's what. It, but we never seem to have time to.
I gotcha.
But we can use the Rare and Forever for sure.
Yeah. So. So, yeah, I'll send two for memo, and then that way you guys can actually see it. Because if I say I-1 and they don't love I-1, then they just, like, they don't want anything to do with I-1. So,
uh-huh.
But if you see it and you go, oh, damn, that's really pretty, then, you know, you,
right.
you tend to, you know, gravitate towards it.
Yep. Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Oh, and would you be able to offer, what do you call it, give Tom a message?
Sure.
Okay.
He's not too far away, yeah.
Oh, you know what? I can talk to him.
Okay. Hold on. I'll get him a phone, Nick.
Awesome,
okay.
Lady. Thank you so much.
Yep. Okay, I'm going to transfer you, Mick. Hold on.
Thank you, Nori.
Yep.
How are you?
Hey, great, bud. How are you?
Dude, I am so buried. It's like, God almighty.
Oh.
It's like I got shit. I got other Jupiters doing work, and they're loaded down, and I'm like loaded down, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? Mick, we already have our whole year of sales in from last year.
Good.
Not
don't,
including.
Don't take off.
I'm not
the,
complaining.
Don't take the foot off the pedal. Go,
no,
go,
we're
go.
Not. We're not. No, we got a nut to crack, man. We
that
got about 275,000 to write within 3 weeks.
Oh, you got that. It doesn't
well,
sound like you're going to want it, but yeah, you got that.
Because this is the first time we're taking off from Christmas Eve until January 2nd. We won't be open.
Oh, no shit. Good for you.
Yep, I'm closing it. I'm
Look
closing
at you.
It. Mm-hmm.
I like it.
You know, it comes to a point, and there, no one here complaining.
Yeah, yep.
No one complained whatsoever.
You're going to spoil them, though, so make sure that they understand it's just success.
I have done, yeah, I will. And, you know, at this point, you know, I've paid him before on things like that. And like, 1 year we closed the week of July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, well, we never do anything. Well, the next year we did 25 grand or more. And I said, no, we're open. So I don't always do it.
Yeah.
This year, last year between New Year's and Christmas, we did maybe 20 grand or something.
Yeah.
And one was a pickup for that could have been a big pickup that could have been picked up any time. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
But it had to be picked up at that week. So,
right.
You know, you look at it all and you just say, you know what? And I told them, well, I'm not paying them. They can use sick time. They can use their, in Michigan now, they got that added on time. Work 40 hours, gain an hour. They can use that. They can use sick time or they can use vacation time. And if they're out of luck, I pay for Christmas Day. And if they have no other pay, then they don't get paid, you know? Fuck it. Nobody complained. They all got time, you know? The only one that might be short is my top salesperson, but she's writing enough. She's going to be taken care of anyway.
Got it. All right.
Yeah, so. So I'm pounding it at the bench at the moment.
Not a problem. Actually, I was calling to take something off your plate. So,
yeah.
Well, actually, two things. Let's talk professional right now, and then I'm going to talk to you as a customer.
Yeah.
So, professional, I just talked to Noreen. You guys sold last week a Rare and Forever 1-carat. You know, I said, hey, I've got this. She looked at the inventory. She's like, yeah, you know what? We do actually need it. And then when we got to talking, I was like, okay, you got a JSI 2. I know no one loves to hear the word I-1, so what I'm going to do is I'm actually sending 3 diamonds out, 2 rounds. One is an ISI 2. Another one is an HI-1 that I, from the video and the photograph, looks very pretty.
Uh-huh.
They're within $150 of each other, so they're a perfect replacement.
Mm.
And then she said you were contemplating fancy, not necessarily Rare and Forever. I happen to have, what appears to be a really pretty oval in a I-1. So what I'm going to do is send them all 3 of them to you for tomorrow's delivery, because we're doing free Saturday delivery. That way you can actually visually see them and go, I like this one. All right?
Okay.
No harm, no foul. Right. We got some stuff coming back next week, so whatever you don't choose.
What size is that oval?
It's a 1-carat. It's a 1-carat GI-1 for $2,800. It's pretty.
Maybe we'll go that route because we finally got the one, like a 20-carat quarter in there, oval. So mm-hmm. It'll create a different price point.
Okay. Well, take a look.
Yeah. Let me see. Yeah.
If it's not sure. If you're not your cup of tea, I'm not obligating you to anything. So just take a look. And then as far as the ring that I discussed with you for my girlfriend, what's funny is you sent me that picture. Oh. I did not realize that's literally the exact same ring that she liked. She freaked. But
oh my God.
She's like, yeah, it's just a different color. She's like, oh my God, I'm so amazed. But she is, and she doesn't mean to be a pain in the ass. She's a typical customer. She's like, I wish it this and I wish it that. And I went, this is not the time of year to do that to anybody. I said, I am, she's like, oh, I never thought of it from that perspective. And I was like, that's funny. You don't think about how customers think, but like, I'm getting it raw from her. I said, let's put that on the back burner. You've had this gemstone for a while. Let's do it when he is bored. And she's like, okay, that's cool. So I didn't blow you off. It was just when I started.
I got so much going on.
I know.
Whether
I know.
You do it or not, it's okay.
Right. I wanted you to know I really appreciate everything that we talked about the other day.
Yeah.
But as soon as she started saying, I want to tweak this, I want to tweak that, I went, nope, we're done. We're 100% done.
did I give you the info? I don't remember where I put the info on that ring.
Oh, I still have our texting thread, so I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah,
I
have the info.
I want to say you went to Quality Gold.
Yeah.
Was it Quality?
Yeah. Yeah, it was Quality.
Yep. So.
Okay.
Last but not least, and you'll hear this 100 times from me this week, this month, going forward, we are sending free delivery for Saturday, when you call on a Friday. I'm here till 5 on Saturday for Monday's delivery.
Okay.
And then next week, we start shipping up until 6:30.
Okay. Does Mary know all this?
I did tell her.
Huh?
I did. Yes, I told her.
Okay. Hopefully she wrote it down.
All right.
So you're open Mondays. You're open every day till 5. Yeah, because I want Tara to know, too.
Here, you know what?
5 o'clock. You're open on Mondays. You're open to 5 o'clock. And if we have anything we need on a Friday, it's free shipping on Saturday.
Yep. Here, I'm going to do.
Cool.
I will send an email to you, Tara, Noreen, and Susan, or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll work.
All right, I'm gonna
thank
go.
You very much.
I'll give half of the month in this email, and then I'll send you another one when we extend.
Okay. All right. Man, things going all right?
Yeah, things are wonderful. I started the morning off with a $30,000 sale, so that doesn't hurt anything.
Wow, what was that?
3-carat round GSI 1.
Definitely sold.
Yeah. Yeah, they it was Michael.
That makes you smile, huh?
Yeah, well, because I kind of a buddy like you is this kid, except he's a kid. Well, I say kid, I think he's about to turn 40, but to you and I, that's a kid.
That's a kid.
Michael's Reflections in Golds, they're an IJO, and just no one ever gives him the time of day because he's kind of this punk, kind of a skateboarder dude. So no one takes him seriously, but he's very serious. And he's like,
Where's he out of?
St. Peter's, Florida? You might know his grandparents,
okay.
Liz and Anthony. Anyway, long story short, yesterday
the other
he
guy
had,
is from. Go ahead.
What he got? So he had a customer that wanted either a princess or a round. Well, everybody always talks like, oh yeah, I'm definitely selling one of these. Well, I sent it to him on Wednesday, and I just called him this morning to make sure that he got them. He's like, yeah, I had a $90,000 show. So he's like, you know, it didn't suck that the guy came in first thing in the morning and bought your 1 carat or your 3 carat round. I was like, oh no shit. So
very nice.
Yeah, makes us feel good to help you guys.
Lisa,
you know,
she's standing me, you're showing me something here. I'll tell her.
All right,
Mitch
cool.
just sold somebody a 3 carat round, $30,000 cost.
Oh, they're popping out of here, Tom. It's ridiculous.
He said they're popping out of there right now.
Yeah, two carat. 2 carat and above.
2 carat and above. They're selling. He knows. I already reported. We got 3 stones coming tomorrow. 2 rounds and an oval to pick from. Okay. Well, we're going to look at that oval because we got, this is a 1 carat and the other is a carat and a quarter or close. Okay.
All right, brother.
All right.
Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.